The Nolan Show can reveal that despite major organisations in Great Britain withdrawing Prince Andrew as their patron, Prince Andrew continues to be a patron of the Royal Portrush Golf Club. They have not as yet taken a decision to remove him, and they are currently refusing to comment on the issue. Why is the Royal Portrush Golf Club remaining tight-lipped about a man that has now withdrawn from all public duty? What is their view that Prince Andrew, who's been widely criticised for his friendship with a convicted sex offender, who said that he did not regret in that interview with Emily Maitlis his friendship with a sex offender, why is Royal Portrush continuing to have him as their patron? And is that right to do so? Among some of the companies who have withdrawn Prince Andrew as their patron are BT, British Telecom, KPMG, Standard Chartered, and the Royal Portrush. They have a tournament there called the Duke of York Young Champions Trophy, which he founded in 2001. As we currently stand, the Royal Portrush, because we have given them an opportunity to tell us, and they are not disputing it, they're not disputing anything, they're refusing to comment. So as we currently stand, the Duke of York Young Champions Trophy continues at the Royal Portrush. The commentator Malachy O'Doherty reacting to this breaking story. Well, Malachy, other big companies have been rushing, scrambling to distance themselves from Prince Andrew, and the Royal Portrush not doing so.
Well, good morning, Stephen. I do think that, it's possible they are just a bit slow in letting it sink in, the enormity of what they're faced with here. To shun and spurn a royal when your very title is Royal Portrush, you know, is a big decision to make. But to carry on an association with a man who has so embarrassed himself, and to associate him with a young champions, an association with young people. I mean, nobody in their right mind surely would, without some serious prior consideration, admit Prince Andrew into the company of young people, you know? I mean, if, you know, the
Well, of course, and there is no evidence that has run the test of any court that Prince Andrew has ever done anything illegal.
No,
but the court
only,
of public opinion has turned against him because of his continued friendship that he had with Jeffrey Epstein.
And there are legal queries over him as well. There are requests from the United States that he speak to lawyers, that he speak to the FBI, that he tells what he knew or what he knows about Epstein and the people around him. So it is broader than just the court of public opinion. It's not just, you know, we looked at him on TV and we saw him as being shady and evasive and using very, very strange language, sounding like someone who really doesn't quite grasp the seriousness of the allegations. It is more than that. It is about the police wanting to talk to him. It is about further investigations carried on.
Well, he has said he will talk to the police if they put in an official request.
Yeah, he's finally managed to get round to saying that he will do that.
Let's contrast what the Royal Portrush is doing compared to, for example, what British Telecom have done. So here's the statement BT have issued. They said, in light of recent developments, we are reviewing our relationship with the organisation and hope that we might be able to work further with them in the event of a change in their patronage. So BT making it very clear, like a massive company, making it very clear that they ain't going to associate themselves with any organisation while Prince Andrew was a patron.
I mean, it is an incredible thing to happen. But the simple reality is that if you're in the business of marketing a brand and your brand is tainted, the adoption of Prince Andrew as a patron is about adding some greater level of dignity and prestige to your organisation. That's what it's about. And it's not worth your while doing that if adding him on doesn't do that, but actually brings you down by association. So it's for a company which hasn't got that association with royalty in its name, it's a very simple decision. Ditch him. You know, he's bad news now. He's tainted, as you say, in the court of public opinion. And we're worried about what will come out in future. And if anything does come out in future that's even worse than this, we want to be as far away from him as possible. That's a pragmatic decision that any company will make and any organisation will make that is in a position to be able to make that decision. If you call yourself the Royal Portrush or the Royal anything, then you have already declared your reverence for monarchy. You have already declared that the very fact of being royal is something that adds a touch of glory to your organisation, your association or whatever. And maybe you have to go a bit deeper before you can make a clear decision, and maybe that explains why Royal Portrush today are hesitant to drop this man and be done with the association, and especially the embarrassing association with a young champions trophy. So maybe there's an excuse for them there, you know, because of that royal association in their title.
Well, now to be fair, and I'm interested in opening up the phone lines about this story, by the way, because there's lots in this story on both sides of it. It is, how quickly do you expect a company to react to something like this? And as Malachy says, if it's called the Royal Portrush and all of the obvious association there is there with the royal family, this would be a big decision for the Royal Portrush to make. But it's also a big decision for British Telecom, for KPMG, for Standard Chartered. It's also a big message to the victims of Jeffrey Epstein and victims around the whole story when a company does or does not stand by the Duke of York. Or is it not? Because the Duke of York, of course, did not abuse anyone. It was Jeffrey Epstein. If you listen to the Duke of York's testimony, all he did so far, what we know, is all he did was keep a friendship with Jeffrey Epstein when he shouldn't have done. Now, there's a lot of speculation as to why was he in that man's home for 4 days? Why did he go a walk in the park with him? And there are other people making allegations about the Duke himself, which he denies. The full context that I want to give you for this story is that the Duke of York has withdrawn from public duty. So there's no way that he's going to be present at the Royal Portrush. But it's a statement of fact that the Royal Portrush is currently, having been given an opportunity to do so, refusing to comment. And the kind of questions we would be asking is, does the Duke of York Young Champions Trophy continue at the Royal Portrush? Tim McCain is an advertising consultant, a communications consultant. Are they getting this right, Tim?
I think they have to step quite carefully with this, Stephen, because ultimately, when you look at the connection of a major name to a brand, it can be positive or negative. Interestingly, you go back to Josiah Wedgwood, invented the whole idea of by appointment to the king, as it was at the time, and it's always been used as a positive reinforcement of a company or an organization. Whenever you start to become negative, then it becomes something which obviously doesn't work in their interests in the same way. And all the communication around Prince Andrew at the moment is totally negative. So they have to be thinking this through very seriously about what the connection will be in the future.
Are they getting it right? Ban themselves time? Or should they be immediately distancing themselves as some other companies? Now, those companies I mentioned, by the way, BT and KPMG, I don't think Prince Andrew, I'll check now, I don't think he was their patron, but they certainly were sponsoring his pitch at the Palace event. So they were associated with him and they have immediately distanced their association with him.
Yes, and to be honest, Stephen, within the way that Royal Portrush runs the golf club will have an impact on the immediacy of their ability to do something like that. They have golf clubs are run by the members, and so they have to reflect the views of the members through council. So if I was them, I would be bringing the council meeting forward. I wouldn't be allowing it to wait until their next council meeting, because it is an important issue, and the fact that you're bringing it up, but also the world of golf, and golf is very important to Northern Ireland as a tourist attraction, and one has to congratulate Royal Portrush on the Open, which was an absolutely fabulous success. So it would be something to consider moving forward. They really have to take this seriously and move it forward quickly. That would be my advice.
They have, for example, if you were advising them, Tim, they have, for example, currently got a tournament called the Duke of York Young Champions Trophy. Could a brand continue to have the Duke of York associated with a competition for young people, given the media that there's been around Prince Andrew?
I would find that to be a bit I would find it untenable. I think they have to think and consider that very seriously. The fact of the nature is that the allegations around Epstein are around young people. And the first instance and the first thought, it's a bit like when Prince Andrew got the interview completely wrong, was the first port of thought must be the young people, not the older people in the crowd. It's what is this message sending out to young people who are going to be golfers, who are going to come and watch golf? And the protection of young people has to be very much part and parcel of the thought process.
And to be fair to the Royal Portrush, the first line of their statement is about the victims and the regret for what they have suffered.
Absolutely, and then it's about carrying that through to actions. And you know, we're in a society now whereby the nature of we all can contribute to this, and the obvious negativity of surrounding Prince Andrew has been something which they have to look at and say, you know, this is something we have to take very seriously. We are, junior golf is huge in Northern Ireland. Young people are coming through into playing the game very, very well. We have one of the greatest golfers in the world from Hollywood. And all of those are really positive. So I would be looking and saying, okay, let's see, where's the harm going to be in removing him? That would be the other way of looking at it. Where's the downside?
Well, Malachy O'Doherty, I know you're still with us this morning. Let's look at this from a different perspective, which is, Prince Andrew is entitled to a presumption of innocence as much as any of the rest of us. He is not Jeffrey Epstein. He was not convicted of any crime against a young person. So someone cannot become a pariah because of association.
No, what damaged him was the interview with Emily Maitlis. What damaged him was the apparent inability to comprehend the problem. To use a word like unbecoming about sexual abuse of children. Unbecoming is a word that mothers used to say to their children. Now, that's a very unbecoming behaviour for a young gentleman. And you kind of wonder, you know, what his moral framework is. Is it that what is becoming, that it's appearance that matters, that having sex with a child is just something that by which you let yourself down rather than something that has impact on other people? That's the fear. And I mean, one of the questions raised about that whole family through past scandals, the treatment of Diana and the various affairs and things over the annus horribilis, was the question of whether these were people who really had a psychologically healthy upbringing, you know, because what you were seeing, for instance, in the letters of Charles to Camilla, you know, was there was one letter in which he apparently likened himself to a tampon swirling in a toilet. And it just raises this thought in your head, are these people real?
Let me see what we're saying at home about this. Stay there for me, Tim, if you can, and you, Malachy. Jenny in Belfast. Morning, Jenny.
I think that's a very poor decision, Stephen. It's very non-committal. They do not have to remove themselves from the royal family. They could have put out a statement to say, bearing in mind the situation, that they are going to ask the Queen, as Prince Andrew has stepped down, to nominate another member of the family as a patron from their golf club. But they cannot, for all the reasons Tim said, keep this Duke of York tournament. And I really think there's a lot more is going to come out of the woodwork.
Well, we don't know.
Well, let's wait to see. But and that, you know, all those words that Prince Andrew used, he showed no remorse whatsoever, and in fact even called himself honourable. And golf is a huge thing in Northern Ireland. And what's going to happen, you know, if some of the big golf stars say, well, we're not going to come to Royal Portrush anymore because we can't associate ourselves with the club if Prince Andrew's a patron, because that's likely to happen.
Is the Royal Portrush Golf Club not entitled to a little bit of time and space, Jenny, to do what you need to do if you're a club, which is organise a meeting, get everybody together, discuss it?
Well, I think they need to do that ASAP, because they're making themselves just look very blasé about it. And it's a serious situation. And you know, as Tim said, going forward, it could affect the club very, very badly. You know, all these companies are not pulling out for a reason, and then there's going to be all these things about Prince Andrew travelling on his private jet to dodgy countries as well. There's going to be lots of stuff come out. Heaven knows, it's, you know, stuff coming out already. And I know you can't believe everything you read, and you shouldn't condemn people. But he, I think the fact he was so unremorseful, as if, you know, I'm a prince, and he does have a bit of an attitude when he goes up there. You know, I'm the prince, and just treat me in a certain way. Arrogant. And they're not doing themselves any favours. That's my view anyway.
Jenny, thank you. I think we're getting a sense of why this is a significant story this morning, Tim. And it can't have come to any surprise. I presume it hasn't come to any surprise to the Royal Portrush Golf Club that people would be asking them a question about whether Prince Andrew should continue as their patron. They must have thought about this as soon as that interview went out on Saturday night.
Well, I think they will have thought about it after the interview. I would be surprised if they hadn't thought about it beforehand, to be quite honest. But the impact of the interview has been hugely dramatic in the whole attitude towards particularly Prince Andrew. And as I say, where's the downside in changing? Your last caller was absolutely right. They could. This is not about saying they are no longer a royal club. This is about saying, okay, we need to be very careful about who we associate it with within the royal family. And the royal nature of the club is very important to them, and that's understandable. But that can be changed quite quickly.
Patrick's in Uri. Morning, Patrick.
Morning, Stephen. I was just one of your other contributors said there that obviously if whatever decision the club makes affects the members. I was wondering, three most famous members obviously are Darren Clark, Rory McIlroy and Graham O'Dolan. I wonder how they think this will reflect on their public image if he's not disassociated from the club.
Well, what do you think? What's your view?
Well, I mean, obviously the perception is everything, and if the club, I know you're innocent until proven guilty, but
you're innocent until proven guilty, full stop.
But if he is still associated with the club, do you really want Andrew coming over and swinging in Northern Ireland? I'm sure he would enjoy swinging.
Patrick, it's slightly more serious than some type of gratuitous comment, isn't it? We're talking here about Jeffrey Epstein, who was a sex offender who abused children, and there are questions for Prince Andrew as to why he continued with a friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. That's the level of what we're talking about. That's why some of these other big companies have decided they can't go anywhere near Prince Andrew. There, to be fair to the Royal Portrush, there will be other companies who are trying to decide what the right thing to do is. Kieran next. Morning, Kieran.
Morning, Stephen. Now, Stephen, I'm no lover of the royal family whatsoever. But some people, loads of people in north of Ireland love the royal family. I haven't heard one person come on with sympathy towards the Queen of how she's feeling through all this. And there's a lot of people here that call themselves royal family patriots, but I haven't heard one person come on of how she's feeling through all this.
Well, that's because the Queen isn't the story, Kieran.
No, I know that, but it's her son. And all this hassle, it's going towards her and all the people here that support the royal family. Obviously, if it's a royal family, they're all in one. So therefore, I haven't heard one person come on and sympathise with her whatsoever.
And if we come back to this story, Kieran, this morning, do you think the Royal Portrush should be continuing to have Prince Andrew as its patron?
Not at all. Not at all. But at the end of the day, they should keep a tournament, but like someone else says, put someone else from the royal family as the sponsor for it.
We'll need to look this up, but I wonder what the timing is around the Duke of York Young Champions Trophy. When is that competition? Is it coming up?
I haven't got a clue, Stephen. I haven't got a clue.
Well, if I can step in there, Stephen, it's sort of like the off season in golf, so I think they would be looking for 2020.
What are they? Just finally, I noticed that we've got just a minute left here this morning. If they were on the phone to you right now, Tim, what do? They've issued the statement. Is that enough?
No, I think they should follow that up and say, look, we're bringing forward a special meeting of the council to discuss this issue with a view to addressing the circumstances that now pertain. That's what I would be saying. Not let it. But the longer they leave it hanging, the more questions are going to be asked of them.
Yeah, Malachi? I think they're adopting a different PR strategy, which is they say they're continuing to monitor. So they're hoping, I think, that this story will fade, it will go away in time. And just as past royals disgraced themselves and then came back into public life, they're maybe thinking, you know, in a few years' time, this will all be played down, it'll all be forgotten.
Well, they've said in that statement, Royal Portrush will continue to monitor the ongoing investigative process. You know, that investigative process could take years.
Yes, and maybe they're saying, you know, that if it doesn't lead anywhere and he's finally cleared, then the interview will be forgotten and the story will have a different angle to it, and then Andrew will be able to come back and things will be all right, and they look like the people who held their nerve through the bad times and survived it.
The future of golf isn't Prince Andrew. The future of golf is young people coming through to play the game in Northern Ireland, and that would be my first thought the time.
Malachi, thank you. Tim McCain, thank you. An interesting situation for the Royal Portrush Golf Club. I'm sure that story will develop today. Thank you for your company.